right into this puppy because this is so absolutely overwhelming and fascinating. I usually let the music run. That's how important and critical this is. And like I say, Ralph, I hope and pray you've got some answers here. So we've got people calling in on the lines too. So when you're ready to take a call, you let me know because they're starting to pack up on us here.
Well, if we want to take some calls quickly, I would like to cover the IRS.
Absolutely.
About a half hour to cover that. So if you want to get around some calls in, why?
Yeah, let's go with John Galt on line two. John, are you with me? Evening, John. How you doing,
Jack.
John?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm doing great. Ralph, I am so, Jack gave me a heads up that you're going to be on tonight, and I just got on, and I'm so happy.
Great. Good. Glad to hear you're on.
I'm a big follower of you, and I applaud you for standing up. And, you know, anymore, Ralph, I think that's all it's going to take. It's just for the people to just stand up. I think we're
there.
That's
all it is. All we got to get is get knowledge, or my people die for a lack of knowledge. We got to get the knowledge, keep your powder dry, and keep your weapons, because that's the only thing that's keeping this country free.
Well, and you know what? You got to know who you are. You're not a slave unless you choose to be. And that's where they have us all thinking that we're slaves. Oh, we've made this big web for you to try to figure out. Well, no, you know, we don't have to figure it out. We have to say no.
Now we have to know why we're saying no. That's the thing.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. But good job, Jack, Ralph. I appreciate you. Keep it up, and let's push forward.
Let me ask you one question. Do you know where Gulch is? Gulch is?
Yeah, it sits right in my mind. I know exactly where it is.
Well, I highly recommend that people read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. That'll tell you a whole bunch right there.
Yeah, that will wake you up. In fact, I was really surprised. A lady that I've known for probably about 5 years, and just she's a cousin of a friend. And she walked up to me last week and she said, you know, I kind of have heard things about you. And she says, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Atlas Shrugged? And I said, oh, yeah, I read that about 1990. And she goes, really? And I go, yeah. I said, my pen name online is John Galt. And she looked at me and she goes, wow. So you get it. And I go, yeah.
I do. Who is John Galt? You got it. I got
yeah.
it.
And,
wait, John?
Anyway, it was just, it was an awakening for her.
Huh.
And she goes, I just got done with it for the first time. But I'm gonna read it again. And I go, well, I think you already got it, but go ahead and read it again.
Well, John, I've got one more caller, and I do want to get him in here real quick. I mean, we have
yep,
to even
go ahead, Jack. Hey, Ralph,
thanks, John.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Both of you.
All right, God bless you, John. Thank you. We got Destiny, line three. Destiny, are you with me?
Yes. How you doing, Jack?
There you go.
How you doing, Ralph?
We'll carry you over after the break if the sound comes up, so go ahead and get it out there so we can get her on.
Yes, I'm using IRS manual 21.7.13.3.2.2 about the infant being a decedent until it receives a Social Security number. That was, been a few times I've been in court, and I brought it up in front of a judge because these courts seem to be operating on the IRS master file.
Destiny,
I'd ask the judge if I had a name.
Destiny, can you hold that question, and we'll bring you up right after the break, I promise.
All
right. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, it's Jack Bauer here, and the show's again called the American Reconstruction Project. Ralph, I want Destiny to finish up his thought, but I'm going to hold your feet to the fire because something you said about not being—if you're a—you said something in the last comment about if you're not an alien or if you're an alien, something that
I'm going to get the alien. I'm going to get that with the IRS.
Right,
I'll lay it
right.
All out.
Let's get Destiny. Destiny, go ahead and finish your question or thought.
Yeah, this is in reference to the IRS manual 21.7.13.3.2.2. The requirement of the estate is a social security number of the decedent. These courts are operating under the IRS master file. They presume us all is dead in order to attach to our estates. And several times I've been in courtrooms and I brought up that a name and a social security number vest within the infant. Bring up this IRS manual section to them and ask them what they're doing holding the maritime lien against me, and I'll watch them scatter like cockroaches in there.
Well, I got a comment. The Internal Revenue Manual, this does not have the force and effect of law. The decoding stuff you're talking about, there was a case that was won on that, and people have tried it since then. There's validity to it, but it has no force and effect of law. And what I have been doing, which we're going to get into here, is I'm going to things, holdings of the Supreme Court, the same as statutes, and learning how the administrative state works, and learning, which we're going to get into here, some very simple questions to ask the IRS and how to back these guys into a corner and flush them out, and then you can get out there and kick them where, right between the groins and see where it hurts.
I was just going to ask you that same thing. I've got people, a couple that are in jail, in prison, over this garbage. One of my dear friends, Irwin Schiff, he's been in there sitting for 8-9 years now. Nice old guy. He knew the code inside out, upside down, and every other way, but they still stuck him in there. And, you know, this guy's up in his 80s now. It's a travesty of justice. It's a crime against humanity, in my opinion. Is there hope for these people? Is there some way that something can happen to make it turn around and get these people out?
Yes, there would be. If a guy had the, first of all, they have to learn how it works, because the attorney is not going to go there. And Beecraft, I don't know if you know who he is or not, he's got Boyer's case in Tennessee, and I watched his appellate brief in the Sixth Circuit, which was filed on the 7th, and Mr. Boyer is not going to get out of jail. And I'm going to get around and lay out how the IRS, the real simple stuff, and he's going on one part of it, trying to set a bad precedent. And I call them like they are, and Mr. Beecraft cannot be trusted. Same with, what was that IRS guy that got off?
I know who you're talking about.
Thanks for saying that.
Slipped my mind. Exactly. It'll come to me. You say you've got cases going on. Do you take on work?
I provide legal research to certain people if they want to do it themselves. But they have to learn what's going on, and then I give them the research, then they do it, they modify it, whatever they want to do, because I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, but they got to have some knowledge of what's going on. They have to learn it, and I try to help them understand it. And are we done with that caller now?
Destiny, are you done, or did you finish your question?
I'm done with the IRS part.
Okay.
I've been using some case law. Three different ones that will remove a prosecutor, a police officer, and the state out of a complaint for the plaintiff's side. I've got a case going on right now where the judge entered a plea for me behind the bench, put a jury trial on me, and since I removed those three entities, I'm sitting there, they can't dismiss the case, and it can't move forward because it's defendant only. I've got them in a pickle.
What do you think about that, Ralph?
I don't know enough about it.
What appears to me like these courts are doing to us is they give us a win here and there. It's kind of a throwing us a fish just to appease some of us. And everybody's sitting in court saying, "Yeah, see, the courts are just, they're legal. Look, he just got off." But the reality of it is the numbers don't work.
No, they don't. Beecraft got Vern Kuglin off because of an additional jury instruction that was put in there that I've never seen before that says if we find her innocent criminally, she's still got to pay civilly. And to the best of my knowledge, they cleaned her clock. Men's got some people off using the reliance defense down in Texas. They stopped the trial right in the middle. And a reliance defense is if you rely upon an attorney or an accountant and take their advice 100% and give them all the facts, then they're supposed to turn you free. And that actor, what was the black actor's name?
Joe Bannister was who you were talking about.
Yeah, Joe Bannister. Yep, he's tied into Freedom Law School. He had special jury instructions in there, and with those jury instructions, that's where most of the ball games won. If people had those type of jury instructions, you'd start seeing people start to win. Because they automatically do not put in the jury instructions to let the jury, even though they're dumber than rock, understanding the IRS. Well, they don't understand it. How would they know?
Sure.
Hell, I didn't know. I've been actively researching it to finally dig through all the pile of baloney to get to the root causes of what's going on. I mean, how are they going to know? But Joe Bannister walked, and he's with Freedom Law School, and the pain on that bunch is another.
I have proof. I have proven many times that Payne Man Motahede, Freedom Law School, is nothing. He, a little short Iranian, sawed off at the knees, suffering real badly from small man syndrome, gets up in the morning with the intent to bend over and screw as many Americans as he can. That's his whole intent. That's his whole entire intent.
Stay
and he does it really.
Reward. I give him the information and they let me talk to Payne on for about a minute and a half in a conference call. They wouldn't address us. I want my $300.
Well, he had me work for him down there with him for a short amount of time, and he ended up screwing me out of about probably $30,000, and several of my friends, you know, minimum of $6,000, and it's an atrocity what's going on, and how he skates to get away with it, I'm surprised that he's
tied in with the feds. It's a front. Absolutely.
Well, he's a spook and a half. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
So, you know, I've hurt him, and I will continue to hurt him by speaking the truth about him. So, what about the Bar Association, Ralph? Is that a problem? Is that part of this whole?
All the bars are tied into the American Ends of Court, and they've got their webpage down now to where you can't prove it, but the American Ends of Court used to be open, and they would name all the lawyers and stuff, and they're tied into the Lincoln's Inn in England. And that's your direct link. It's called the American Ends of Court. And if anybody can get a hold of the archives, you'll start to see that. I, unfortunately, back 10 years ago or so when I tripped across it, and they have meetings up in Alaska, they're not incorporated, not anything, and we have some of our higher judges are members of the American Ends of Court. That's tied into the London Lincoln's Inn of Court. But I can't prove it now because, like I say, the webpage is just nothing there now. Just everything's a freedom of information. Well, you know how that's going to work. Are you a criminal? Oh, yeah, you betcha. Sign me up.
You know, what about Eddie Kahn or Eddie Kane? Is he good, bad, and different?
You know, I don't know. He was a scapegoat on that. I can't think of the guy, the black actor, because I worked with behind the scenes there with one of the law firms.
Great actor. I love his stuff.
He was the Reliance defense. That's how he got off on the felonies, and he got three of the six misdemeanors dropped because of a jurisdictional problem of what state he was in.
Right.
But he got off on the felonies because he didn't get off as he was found innocent. Because of the fact that he used the Reliance defense, and of course
that was
the
Wesley Snipes you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. Yes. Yeah, I've talked to him quite a few times. He doesn't talk real fast, but he's not on anybody's dummy. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I was amazed that they did as bad as they did to him. But you know, I don't know if he's in jail or if he's going to jail.
He got 3 years. He got maximum, and then he cut him a check for $7 million. They just ignored that, took the money and gave him max, tried to make an example to get everybody else to line up at the feed trough.
Is he currently in jail that you know of?
I don't know if it's been 3 years or not, because he should get out in about 2.5 years or so. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't followed
up.
I don't know.
All right. Destiny, did that answer your question, or did you get everything out you wanted?
Yeah, I pretty much got everything I wanted. I just Skyped Ralph some information that I had used. He might find
it
using.
Great. Yeah, like I say, Destiny, if you want to get hold of me, talk to my producer, and you're free to get my numbers and give me a call. I have another show after this, another two-hour show going after this. So my hours are long, but when I'm here, which is most of the time. So free to get hold of me. Ralph, tell me if you think I'm right on this or not. The only way we're going to beat this is this concerted effort. You know, the people that listen to my shows, listen to this show, your show, these are a special class of people. They are informed. We just need more of us, and we need to do it in an orchestrated manner, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, let me give you one case. Just an example of one that I can give out, because a lot of the cases I work on, the people don't want their names out there.
Uh-huh.
Gladden, we beat the FAA back. Just, they took his commercial license. They tried to felony statements. We got that beat, got it dropped. They pulled his commercial ticket, and personality disorder is what they said, which is a personality disorder is only if you have your bipolar or you're on some sort of a drug problem, either alcohol or some other drugs, and that's it. And it took us a little over a year and a half going up through all the administrative stuff. It takes a while to hang in there, and it takes research, and if you're really serious, you're going to need Lexus or Westlaw. And I pay $267 a month for my portion of a four-seater.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have access to the Federal Register, absolutely. If you don't have that, you're weeding in the wind. And you need to access to all the statute, administrative, case law, and all that stuff. But we beat them back, and here's the case. Let me give you the case number, people. It's got PACER. We beat them back, and now we've got him in a corner at the FAA in the Ninth Circuit. And let me give you the case number so people can see that they can be beat. Let's see here. The case number at the Ninth Circuit is 13-70433. And that will be posted on my special list, the results of that. The stuff that's going on there, because Dave has given me permission to post all of the pleadings and stuff, and I put them out on my special list. The IRS list I have only gets IRS basic stuff, but the special list gets all this other type stuff.
Well, Ralph, with your permission, I may be very well become your best friend, because this stuff is just amazing to me. Anyway, we've got a little short break here, and then we'll get right on the IRS stuff. Hang with me. We'll be right back after the break.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. Cause she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Well, we'll get right back at it here. Get her done. Again, this is Jack Bauer. Before we go any further, Ralph, I love to give credit where it's due, and it's not that I'm the most brilliant bulb in the box by any means, but I've got so many support people out there. My friend Angela from My Private Audio, these people are there with answers. You know, I get, when I talk to someone like you, I get absolutely tongue-tied. These people are in my background, and they're helping me, and I can't thank them enough. It's not that I'm that brilliant, believe me, it's not, but I've got such a support team, and I just can't thank these people enough. So anyway, where are we going next? We want some answers here.
IRS.
All right, let's do it.
I gave you a case. That's just one case right there that I could let out, that we kicked the FAA and got the guy's commercial ticket back. And now I forced them out in the open with their evidence. And this is what Jesse Ventura ran into when he sued TSA. You can't sue these guys in the local courts. You have to sue them in the appellate courts. Now, what Jesse Ventura, if people would read his stuff on TSA, will find out, he brought it out in the open, and what they do is they have regulations that you aren't even allowed to see, that supposedly we're bound by, but then you, right in their briefing, it follows it right back up to a three-man panel in D.C., appointed by and with the Obama and the Congress, and they are supposed to look after our civil liberties. So we don't get a trial by jury. You don't get any court. We got three people in D.C. that's supposed to. So we've totally overthrown everything, and those three folks up there are our safeguard for our civil liberties. Not civil rights, civil liberties. And that's right in those cases. That's why it's really important to get PACER, 10 cents a page. Go in, look at some of these cases, read them, And these guys will tell you what they're doing. The DOJ, Department of Justice, will tell you what they're doing. If you just look at it, they lay it out. But most people don't have access to it, don't take the time, and it takes a little experience in reading this stuff to be able to understand it. You just don't, it's like anything, you know, you don't get it right off the bat. But anyway, IRS.
Yes, sir.
That is a well-oiled criminal machine. Now, they always do this gross income. All income is subject to taxation. All of my income is subject to taxation when I go to Wasilla in the Matsu Borough, whether it's a sales tax, property tax, or whatever, right? So why doesn't anybody ask the question, what type of tax? What type of tax? And this is the killer. There is, well, first of all, I'm going to give you one criteria that you need to check regulations. When Congress mandates that a regulation be promulgated for a specific purpose, no general delegations will work, because that's giving away the farm. That's giving away the legislative power to an agency. So if you see any regulations, driver's license, or any of that type of stuff, and it's general, it has no force and effect of law. You can just automatically, there's all kinds of cases on that. So, and I had to call Amy Bunk, the head of the Federal Register, because I had run into a question 20. I couldn't read the CFR books, Code of Federal Regulation books. I saw this stuff, and I was stuck. I said, how do we know? Because once you see it, it's like, oh, my God, it's so simple. So anyway, I called her, and in the part one, there's subtitle A, is individual income tax. Okay, and why they call it part one, because the regulations will be 26 CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulations, one point something. So they call them part one. That's subtitle A, individual income taxes. And subtitle B, are gifts estate, that's part 20. So they will be designated 26 CFR 20 point something. Subtitle C, that's the killer one. A and C are the killer ones. And subtitle C is part 31, employer-employee. And that they will be designated 26 CFR 31 point something. And then we have excise taxes, which are subtitle D, and there's a few of those chapters, and I'll get to it a little later, but we don't need to worry about those. That's an excise tax is a tax for a privilege, an occupational privilege or something. So anyway, I called Amy Bunk, and I said, I'm stuck here. I don't understand what your designations are. Well, the key is the Federal Register, the commission, in 1935, were empowered to implement the Federal Register Act. And they did, and they're in what's called the 1 CFRs, and it's 1.1 through 22.7. And I'll give those to anybody. I'll give you the pertinent parts of it, because the other is probably too large. Okay. But I will give you the pertinent. The pertinent parts is 1 CFR 21.40, which says they have to give us all of the statutory authority for a regulation. So if Congress says make regulations for assessment, they have to make a regulation, and they have to somewhere disclose by what authority are you making this regulation, okay? And 1 CFR 21.41 is the one that says the IRS is or agency is responsible. So if it's not there, they're on the hook. But the killer one that she told me is 1 CFR 21.43. 1 CFR 21.43, section 21.43. And what's it say? Behind the table of contents, any regulation that has a statutory mandate from Congress must be disclosed. Now, this is where you can get them by, that is evidence. Okay? So if you were to go to look at the Part 1, Subtitle A, taxes, there's 13 volumes.
Well, Ralph, hang with me. We had a short break here. We'll be right back. We'll get right after you. Okay. Hang on.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, bro. Right back now. We can knock this thing out of the park. It's all your the firm is yours. Go ahead and take it where you want.
Okay. So we have this one test. If we know, and if anybody wants to see the example of one, I will just put in IRS Part 1, and I will send you a sample of what it looks like so you know what I'm talking about. Its visual is very helpful. Anyway, so now then we have a test. So I can go, there are 13 volumes to Part 1, Subtitle A. That's what everybody thinks they have is individual income taxes. We don't need to worry about Subtitle B because that's just going to confuse the state, and guess we'll skip over that one. Subtitle C is employer-employee relationship. Now, the 1040 form is a Subtitle C, employer-employee relationship. It is a statutory creation. I've got case law on it. The FICA is an excise tax. An excise tax is for some benefit. Congress created a statutory employee-employer relationship. FUTA, same thing that this put in. It is a FICA, or it is an excise tax. And that is an excise tax for some benefit. We see it like cigarettes. It's a hidden tax. Cigarettes is buried in there. Alcohol, there's all kinds of excise taxes that the feds have that say we're going to tax this to allow you to use this substance or this benefit. So the question becomes, I talked to an IRS agent, and I just got one bid on here, a in tax court, First of all, that's the tax that this person did. Is it a Subtitle A, individual income tax? Subtitle B, gifts, estate? Subtitle C, okay, which is an employee or employer relationship, or Subtitle D? And the person, oh, it's Subtitle A. Okay, so that's the first question. What's subtitle? Because it's what class of tax? They're all different. So what class? So is it a Subtitle A, Part 1, individual? Subtitle B, estate, gift? Subtitle C, employer-employee, statutory benefit relationship? Or Subtitle D? The Form 1040 is only a Subtitle C tax. They don't tell us that, but we'll get to it, hopefully in time here. So you say, oh, Subtitle A. Oh, great. Well, you know, the very next two questions. Could you please identify the withholding agent for my Subtitle A taxes? Now, why is that important? I mean, the first question is what subtitle. The next one is you want to know what with the withholding. What's the name of the withholding agent? Well, it's Joe's Blow's Garage, right? Great. Now you've got them.
Okay.
Just that quick, because the definition in 77, Title 26, United States Code 77, 01, little a, number 16. And this is the case that Boyer is going up with B-crap, but he's setting a bad precedent because he's not going to the rest of it, which we'll get to. The withholding agent, the term means. When it says means, then what's behind it? If it's not there, can't use it, and everything that's there you have to use. Okay, the withholding agent, in quotation mark, means any person required to deduct or withhold any tax under the provisions, and it gives four code sections, 1441, 1442, 1443, 1461. So that if Joe's Blow's Garage mechanic or whatever is the withholding agent sending money to the IRS, they take it out and send it up, you got him identified. Okay, then what's 1441, 42, 43, and 1461? 1461 is non-resident alien. 1442 is foreign corporation. 1443 is a foreign organization. And 1461 is a home termless clause. So now what we're going to do here is the first one that's going to be sued is T-Mobile. Because they're the withholding agent. They're taking money out. And their only protection, go after the employer. He thinks he's an employer. Great, okay. Sir, which one am I? You're withholding money. You're sending it to the IRS. There's a definition that says means. Are you a non-resident alien? Are you or am I a foreign corporation or a foreign organization? And your whole harmless clause, the only way that you got protection from being sued is 1461 if one of the other three are true. Hello?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, so now we go, we say, okay, well, subtitle C. Okay, that's really what we're going on. Well, how do we prove that? So what we do there, if they would say Subtitle C, which they're not going to do it, but let's just say they would, because that's what's really going on, because they want to talk about the employer, right? Well, there's a general definition of employer in 7701, but it says it unless specifically designated somewhere else. And this is the game that people, that takes a little experience, because they get around and they keep changing the definition of terms in the code. It means something here, but it means something else somewhere else.
Right.
So you got to be very, very careful and read the definitions for those sections. Okay, so if I want to get around and prove who the employer is, the employer-employee, Subtitle C, is Chapter 24, and it's Code Sections 3401 through 3406. Okay?
All right.
That's wages. That's, and it says right in there, those definitions are only good for that chapter. Okay? So how am I going to prove it? Okay, I go to 6631A. There's a lot of people familiar with this that have noticed the federal tax lien. They leave it off. Here's what it says on the back. Levy may be made upon the accrued salary and wages of the beginning of a preposition. So what's the subject of all the prepositions? Any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States or District of Columbia, comma. So those are the only people. There's no includes in there. By serving what? A notice of levy. Not a levy, a notice of levy. on the employer. Parenthesis, as defined in section 3401 little d of such officer, employee, or elected official. Seems pretty clear to me. We've listed who it is, salary and wages of who? Officer, employee, elected official, United States, District of Columbia, any agency or instrumentality of the United States, or the District of Columbia. By serving what? Notice of levy, and then the employer. And it says go see 3401 little d. Well, 3401 little d is confined. That definition is subtitle C, taxes, says so. Chapter 24 is under subtitle C. And it says employer means person. So there, when they use the word person in those six sections, they're talking about the employer, which directly lists the employees. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So we've directly linked the employees under 6331A as all federal folks, state folks, agency folks, instrumentalities, and we've directly linked who the employer is, and it's defined in 3401 little d, chapter 24. So there's 3401, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 code sections. And that's all about wages. Okay? So now we know who the employee is. We know who the employer can be because it's directly linked, and I've got it in the congressional record. I've got it in the administrative news that was tied into explaining how the 1954 code works. It's right in there. Nothing's changed from the 1939 code. They just did some word changes around, moving around by titles and stuff. Nothing's changed. So subtitle C, the statutory relationship created by Congress, which they only have the authority to do for the federal and state employee. The state is what's called piggyback on the feds. And that's right in the Federal Register. They piggyback on the feds because you take your state income tax and then you tie that in into your federal. So they're piggybacked. So now we know who the employees and the employer are. So now we know if they say subtitle A, they're stuck. Okay, so now the one that Boyer got hooked on is the W-4. Okay? A fraudulent W-4, which Beecraft is not going to use. He's using the definition of withholding agent. But they say you filled out a fraudulent W-4. Okay, how do we explain that one? Okay, if Congress says make a regulation for a statute, it's got to be behind the table of contents for that part. In 3402, it says, this is A2, the maximum number of withholding exemptions permitted shall be calculated in accordance with regulations prescribed by the Secretary under this section. They're not lying.
Okay.
Okay, so there's got to be regulations. So what would I do? How would I go about looking for that? Well, what I do is I go and there is 13 books for Volume 1, there's one book for Part 20, one book for Part 31, and a book for Subtitle D, all the other nonsense. So I go look, and I put them all in a word search. That's part of my IRS package, so you can word search. So I go look in this book. I look at all the regulations, the table of contents. I find in brackets 7805. That is the generic make any regulations by Congress. Well, all that is you can do whatever you want. Behind that, you will see a specific regulation with a specific statute identified. This is what Amy Bunk explained to me. That is where, when Congress said, like here in 3402, you got to make regulations, then I go look for some, either in Part 1, Part 20, Part 31, or Subtitle D, where is the authority for a W-4, there's got to be regulations. Well, the only place that has regulations for exemptions is in Part 31, Subtitle C. Okay? You still with me?
I'm still here. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, okay. So I go down there, and I look at these regulations. So there's about four of them listed behind the table of contents for Part 31, Subtitle C. I am a federal folk or a state folk, and I want the benefit of a statutory employee-employer relationship. And the regulation is 26 CFR 31.3402 in parenthesis little n-1. And what does it say here? This is a regulation behind the table of contents. So that has standing in law. I can say that you can take judicial notice because it's mandated, and this is evidence. So I go look, and it says right here, an employer may not deduct or withhold any tax under Chapter 24 upon a payment made of wages to an employee if there is, in effect, with respect to payment, a withholding exemption certificate furnished by to the employee, which certifies that. Okay, so they can't do it if, and here's the two, the employee incurred no liability for income tax imposed under Subtitle A. Well, it can't be without Subtitle A withholding because we already identified that, didn't we? There are three things, non-resident alien, foreign corporation, foreign organization. So it says here, the employee incurred no liability for income tax imposed under Subtitle A of the Internal Revenue Code for the preceding taxable year. And, number two, the employee anticipates he will incur no liability for the income tax imposed under Subtitle A for his current taxable year. Hello?
Ralph, it seems to me that this stuff is done like this. I'm sitting here with my head spinning. It makes me dizzy. And I'm sure that must be by design. And I'm not that...
You know. It is. It's hard to explain over the talk show, but the bottom line is the employees are defined in 6331A.
Okay.
And the employees directly links to Subtitle C, which is a benefit in 3401 little d, the employer. So the employee and the employer are directly linked and identified. And if I'm going to fill out a 1040, I got to know the exemptions, don't I, for a W-4? Because it said they're supposed to put out regulations. The only regulations are in Part 31, Subtitle C. So I go down and I look and I search. I got this all put together. And I search and I find this one regulation that's right behind the table of contents, just like it's supposed to be. And it says if I don't have any Subtitle A, I just say I don't have any Subtitle A. Well, I don't. Because they can't withhold unless I'm a non-resident alien and all that. You just trapped them.
Okay. Again, you know, Ralph, I sat through the whole trial. In fact, I moved down and lived with Irwin for a year prior to being persecuted and prosecuted. And that kangaroo court circle jerk that they had going on down there, it reminded me of somebody reading the Bible and explaining how it's okay to rape your neighbor's wife because if you read this much of it and a little piece of this, a little piece of that, that's the way they put this guy our code stuff together. They only read pieces of the code, and they go, well, there's your proof, and how can we, am I missing something here?
Because nobody has understood the gross income. Ignore the gross income. Everything is subject to taxation. Everything you make. What kind of taxes do you pay in California? Everything is subject to taxation. Sales tax, profit tax, hidden excise taxes, all kinds of taxes. If it's federal income tax, nobody bothers to ask, is it Subtitle A, Subtitle B, Subtitle C, or Subtitle D?
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to really strip them up, because the IRS sends you notices of deficiency, right?
Right, absolutely, yes.
Well, guess what? Let me pull you up here what it says on that one, and this is a killer, too. This is how you can see these guys, they don't even know their own stuff. I mean, and this is not very many documents that lay this stuff out. If you see it, I got to get it into a one line here, and let me read here. I've got to pull up 62. Just a minute here. I got to pull up the definition of deficiency. They define it, and I believe them. See, and they have to take judicial notice of their stuff. They do. So, what is it? What does it say for what a deficiency is? For purposes of this title, that's Title 26, in the case of income, estate, gift taxes imposed by Subtitle A and B and excise taxes. Imposed by Chapters 41, 42, 43, and 44. Do you know what's missing? Subtitle C. Because they have a employer-employee relationship, and it is a benefit. That's why there are no substantive regs, because it's a benefit. If you receive a benefit, you have no right to any remedy in any constitutional court. That's a holding out of Babcock. So anytime you accept a benefit, they can withhold all remedies, and that's what they've done, basically. But there are ways to trap them, because if they send you a notice of deficiency, they can't send you a notice of deficiency for a subtitle C tax. It's only got to be A or B. Well, it's not gift or estate. The subtitle D, the chapters, is public charities, no. Public foundations, no. Qualified pension plans, no. Qualified investment entities, no. So we're back to individual income taxes. But if you sent me a notice of deficiency for subtitle A, well, then I got what then we got a problem, because the withholding agent, as soon as you identify the employer and that he's sending money, it defines the three people, the three entities that they can withhold. 41, 1441, 42, 43. So I'm not a non-resident alien. I'm not a foreign organization.
You just boxed them right in, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what, it's the type of tax. I don't give a hoot about all income tax, gross income and all. I can beat them in that part of the world, but it's more complicated.
Last break of the show. Hang on, we'll be right back.
On the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, Ralph, we're back. That was the final break of the hour. Let's see if we can wind her up, man. And I'll tell you right now, you've got an open invitation from me anytime you want to do any of my shows. You got the time. I'll make time for you, because this is just, it's scary as all get out, without a doubt. But
I can see maybe a light at the end of the tunnel. I just pray to God it's not a freaking railroad.
Oh, there is, but see, it's just like the FAA. I mean, I had to sit down and research out what personality disorder was, and we beat those bastards through the administrative stuff. We get ready to go to the highest level, and all of a sudden they backed off because they knew they were going to lose, so they give him a restricted. He has a commercial license ticket back, but then they want to get around and try to screw with him yet, and we said, hey, we're taking you to the Ninth Circuit because thanks to Jesse Ventura, I knew where to take agencies. You take those bastards to the Ninth Circuit and said, okay, now, guess what? You got to provide the evidence because they can't provide the evidence for their thing. And then as soon as we get through with that, we're going to come looking for the money. Oh, yeah, it'll be another 6 months or so, but that's fine. It just takes, it'll be 2.5-3 years, but when we get through, we're going to teach the IRS or the FAA something, and hopefully a lot of pilots out there that are getting being dinged around by the damn FAA guys, because nobody's doing this. They're not doing it.
Sure.
Do you know why? Because the attorneys won't do it, and it costs too darn much money.
Well, Ralph, I've got an army of people that listen to this show internationally around the world that they want to help. I mean, they're just begging to allow help. And, I mean, whatever we can do, please let us know. Because, I mean, I put the word out, and these folks, you know, God bless them, they're there for us. And they're some of them are the most wonderful researchers. And I know you can't do all this yourself. I know I can. I rely on them all the time. So, please, you know, get in touch with me because we can do this as a group. We cannot do this as an individual. There's no doubt about that.
That's right. So,
give your information out because we're coming up to the end of the hour. Please give your information out one last time.
Yeah, it's email me at ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. And if you want to put in FDR, I'll give you the FDR stuff. It takes several emails because I had to break it down. Or if you want to see the IRS documents I've been talking about today, just put IRS on Dower Show. And I will send you some of these documents. You take a look at it yourself. Tell me
or else. I hope I don't become a pest to you this next week or two because I thirst for this. I feel like a sponge, you know. I thirst for this stuff, and it's really kind of scary because it seems like the closer we get to the answers and what's going on, the more at risk we are of being taken out. And
sorry, free fall in the abyss of hell right now. It's a scary world out there. And when the president of the United States could come right out and won't answer the question, he can kill anybody whenever he feels like it. We're in trouble.
Oh, we're in absolutely deep doo-doo. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for being here, taking the time to do my little show, whatever it's worth. You're so gracious. Again, please, anytime. And if you don't mind, I will be calling you this week, and I will be, getting more information from you because I eat it and suck it up like a sponge, and if that's all right with you.
That's fine. Yep.
Again,
absolutely.
Phone numbers, emails, anything like that, shoot it out there one more time. We're down to seconds.
It's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, @alaskaminuteman.com. And the FDR book is a good read with the congressional record, and I'll give you some of these IRS documents that I'm talking about today. With just a few simple questions, you can lock these guys into one hell of a corner, and then you can just have all kinds of fun.
Well, Ralph, we've blown through 2 hours, and again, I can't thank you enough, my friend. God bless. I will be in touch with you this week. I'll be back in just a bit for another show at the other station. And God bless everybody. Have a great weekend ahead of you. Until then, good night.
A genuine toy hammer. He started beating with the beat of bang. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppies. Then when you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Number 44, he says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail when you're holding.